This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's topic is da'wah, inspiration, inviting people to Allah. In Surah number 41, Surah Fussilat, ayah number 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who can be more excellent in speech, whose words can be better than the one who calls to Allah, who does good deeds, and says that I am from amongst the believers. I am from amongst those who submit to Allah. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the very important aspect, teaching, and responsibility that we have in our religion. A very important part of living our faith and living the Quran, and that is to call people to Allah. Da'wah. Da'wah literally means to call out to someone. And da'wah ila Allah means to call to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that whose words are more excellent? Who is better in speech than the one that calls to Allah? This is a rhetorical question, meaning nobody's speech is better than the one who is inviting people, calling people to Allah. That is one of the most noble things that someone can do. And that is to reconnect the creation with its creator. To help people reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding them of Allah, telling them about Allah, calling them to Allah, helping them reconnect to Allah, being a means, a conduit of people finding their faith and their iman and their belief. However, it doesn't just simply stop there. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا But then also doing good deeds. Because there's equally a warning in the Quran, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Why do you say that which you do not do yourself? أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ Do you tell people to do good and then forget about yourselves? So you have to practice what you preach. And a lot of times people have this conundrum. People ask this question that, well, if I'm not really practicing everything I should be, then should I not preach then? I'd like to look at it the other way around. Why don't you start practicing more to match the level of what you are preaching? And then thirdly, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ which has multiple interpretations to it, but one of the ones that is very beautiful that I'll share here is that that person says, I am from amongst those who submit to Allah. That a person is humble. They don't think they're better than anyone. There's no self-righteousness. But the person humbles themselves and says, I am just a believer. I am from amongst the community of the Muslims. I belong to the Ummah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the next verse, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا سَيِّئَةُ This is very interesting because Allah, normally the translation is good and bad are not equal. But that could be said as وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَسَيِّئَةُ Good and bad are not equal. But Allah says وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ There's repetition of the la, of the negation here. So that's why the scholars explain that the translation is not all good is equal, not all bad is equal, and good and bad are obviously not equal. What does that mean? What that means, Allah explains to us in the next part of the verse. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ That always respond and react to everything and every situation with that which is better, that which is more excellent. And here we learn a miracle of the Quran and a miracle of the prophetic conduct and the prophetic behavior. What is that? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ Then all of a sudden, the person that between you and them there used to exist severe animosity and enmity and hatred. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ That person all of a sudden will become like your most loyal, devout friend and ally. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that this is not possible for those except for those who practice patience. This will require patience and resilience. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَدٍ عَظِيمٍ. That if you are able to practice this, then you have received a great reward and a great portion from Allah. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And then Allah goes on to say that if shaitan tries to get in your head and tries to get in your way, then take refuge with Allah against shaitan. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. So this message here in the Quran is about da'wah and preaching. And something I wanted to mention that's very beautiful. This comes with a lot of responsibility, as the verse explains. You have to do good, you have to be humble, you have to remember to always take the high road, you have to respond in a better way. But as they say, the juice is worth the squeeze. It's worth the trouble. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, "Addalu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi," that the person who leads someone else to good is as if they did the good themselves. That a person who calls others to Allah and calls others towards good things, they get the full reward of the good that will come from that. Anyone that will follow their advice, anyone that will heed their counsel and the good that they will do, that person will receive a the reward replicated for them as well. غَيْرَ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقَسَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. It will not take anything away from the reward of the person that did good, but you will also receive a duplicate reward. So this is a way for a person to be able to expand so much good in their lives. As Allah tells us, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That this is the kind of trade, this is the kind of business that will save you from the very painful torment of the life of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us a means of good. May Allah make us amongst those people who spread good and share good and are a means of good. And may Allah protect us from ever becoming a means of something bad or evil. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah. Of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah in the future will continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam inshallah will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.